Searches were made of the wagons of these people at high stations, since in any event, it was not their practice to smoke. Homem rabo sasa sara hu es malachto viad rama, and this prince did this smuggling on behalf of the Jew many times. And he wasn't discovered. But it happened one day that someone, KGB, if you like, a spy, knew what was going on, learned of the plan. And he informed the customs officials that this wagon, this particular person in it, was in fact smuggling goods out of the country. And of course, a research was made at the border, and they found the smuggled goods. Found that he was exporting smuggling goods out of the country without paying the duties. Aside from the embarrassment to this person of high station, aside from being arrested, he was fined, and a huge fine, which even he couldn't afford to pay. Many items that he was smuggling, and the fine on those items was incredibly high. This person of high station, even though he had sworn secrecy that he would never reveal who it was that had paid him to smuggle these items, but when it came to paying this fine, he didn't want to assume the responsibility to pay the fine. Rather than do that, he informed on the Jew. When he was brought to trial, at the trial he said, "MS Godel, but even so, it's true. I've been smuggling these items out of the country. You should know. I have to tell you the truth, and the truth is, I wasn't doing the smuggling for my own benefit entirely. Even the Yehudi Ploni, but if you hired me to do this, and the fine should rightly be paid by the Jew, not by me. Of course, the Jew was hauled into court. They asked him for his version of the story. And the Jew lied. What is he going to say? He was in the Polish court. He knew what would happen to him. The Jew said, "Never saw this man before. I don't know who he is. I have no part in this. This Polish smuggler is framing the Jew. When the Pole of high station realized that the Jew was denying what happened, and of course the Pole had no witnesses, secret agreement between them, he had no way that he could prove, in fact, that the Jew was the one who basically was doing the smuggling. The Pole said as follows. Turned to the court and told the court, let the matter be decided in the following way. He knew that this Jew was a chassid, and there were two great tzaddikim living in the general area. Anshei emes v'yirei Hashem. Rav Moshe Misavran, Rav Refoa Mirbirshad. Rav Moshe Misavran was a contemporary of Refoa Mirbirshad, approximately the same years that I gave you before, 1768-1830. And since we're coming from Uman, I just have to tell you that there was, of course, much controversy surrounding Bratislava this very day. And in the early period, even though Rav Nachman was alive, he was involved in the locust of Shabbat Zeta. We didn't have time to talk about it. And after his death, there was a second period where there was a major controversy relating to Bratislava Zeta. And Rav Moshe Savran was the head of the anti-Bratislava forces at that time. After that battle, Bratislava was basically accepted all Judaism as one of the many Hasidic groups. Anyway, the two tzaddikim happened to be living in the area. One was Rav Refoa Mirbirshad, the other was Rav Moshe Savran. What Paul said is he knows that this Jew visits these tzaddikim. He's a Talmud of these tzaddikim. The day who and you need